What do you got? What do you got? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Check, check. 1, 2.
What do I got? I got one ear as always.
Oh, what? The one ear. The one. Tap it. Slap it. Really, give it a thwack.
Bop it.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Yank it out of the socket and throw it angrily. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Still nothing. I got nothing over here. I don't even have one ear. I have half terrible. An ear. One and a half ear. Oh yeah, just throw it right on the board. That's the best place for it. That's where
there's
I
like
put
a,
it.
There's like a sweet spot.
There is a sweet spot. So why are you fucking it up?
When you
there
when you no, when your cord came up, it was
yeah. I don't know if I buy that.
I think it's just like a piece of shit.
Oh yeah, no, it's a horrible splitter. I mean, by all means, Brandon, if you want to get a new one for the studio, you go right ahead. Let me know.
I give up.
You should give up. I don't even think I have anything in my headphones. I think I'm just wearing them for fun. They're comfortable. It's a fashion statement.
Yes. We see people podcasting with headphones, so we figured we just have to look the part.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else. Joe Rogan does it.
Yeah, exactly.
And if Joe Rogan does it.
Right.
I mean, how wrong could it be?
Exactly. Yep.
And our headphones are just as good as his.
Oh, I'm sure.
If not better.
Yours might be.
Yeah. These are, too bad I can't hear anything through.
Is nothing coming through?
They're just earmuffs.
They're really nothing's coming through.
I don't think so.
At all?
I mean, I can hear myself in my own ears. But
I'm not coming through on yours?
Oh, wait. No. No. I'm getting you on the right side.
Yeah, just the right.
Just the right. Yep. Yep.
Piece of crap.
All right. Well, hey, easy, pal. By all means, redesign the studio.
Yeah, right.
You let me know. We'll work it out.
Oh man.
How was your week?
It was all right. It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting. What'd you do?
Just getting ready for Christmas with the family and stuff.
Christmas, you say?
It's Christmas.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas, Brandon.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, and happy holidays. And fuck you people who get angry about that.
Okay.
It's really, like, I saw, like, a lot of people get angry about happy holidays this year. And I was just like, I don't understand what the big problem is.
I don't really understand either.
I don't even say it because I don't want to wish you Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
I just say happy holidays because it's like,
for me, the
Christmas
holidays are like
New Year.
From Thanksgiving until New Year's.
Yeah,
is
this
the
is the holiday season. These are the happy holidays.
So what's wrong with just saying happy holidays?
Yeah, I don't do it
it's
because
not a
I don't
war
like
on
Christmas,
Christmas
or whatever. Or
like that.
Because
it's
I'm afraid to say Christmas.
It's just happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We're all in the holiday season, period.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I don't understand what big a
and good day to you, Jews.
Yes, L'chaim.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Whatever that means.
I don't actually know what it
means. Oh, Brandon, wow. So just mocking their religion and their language just right off the bat, huh?
Gentile over
that
here.
Kind of rude.
Mocking their religion.
Goyim.
Yep. That's what they call me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Means bro, right?
Means bro. Means broseph.
Oh, man.
What's up, my goyim?
That's a term of affection, right?
Oh, you can't say goyim. Only we can say goyim. Goyim is our word.
Coffee came out my nose.
Well, that'll help with your hangover.
It's going to come over.
For your migraine.
Yeah. No, I'm doing all right.
Sorry about that, man. That's rough.
Yeah.
I almost had one last night.
Ooh.
I didn't.
Yeah.
And it's a very odd experience. So last night, I come home and everything's great. Had a great day. I mean, maybe it wasn't great, but it was a day and I got through it.
Uh-huh.
And, came home, got a little exercise, jumped in the shower.
And then you felt it coming on.
Yeah, nothing unusual. And, I was just hanging out. And I hadn't had a chance to sit down and like relax and just like play some games in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I just was like, I'm going to sit down. I'll play a little Assassin's Creed tonight, get a couple hours of that in, really just unwind. And then I just, like, my vision went out on me.
Oh, that's a big sign.
I had never experienced this before.
Really?
It was a little freaky.
Whoa.
All of a sudden, I noticed that, like, this patch in the lower left corner of, my left eye was, like, fuzzy. And, like, I would check my watch, and I couldn't read my watch, and I was like, what is going on there? And I thought I might be having like a seizure,
stroke or something.
I was like, "Oh shit, what is happening?" And I described it to Christine, and she was like, "It sounds like you're seeing auras." And I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? She's like, before I get a migraine, I see these auras that are like the, and she's been talking about it for a while, and I'd never experienced this at all.
Yeah, I don't get photosensitive migraines, but.
Yeah, I do. Apparently, yeah. I've got them before. I didn't actually get one last night. That was weird. As soon as she said that, I took 2 Excedrin migraine.
There you go.
And then just lied down on the couch with like the lights off, and it just, I willed through it.
Good.
It just passed me by. It was like Passover.
Well,
well, saw it passed, the blood it on the door and it was like,
and
no.
decided to land on me because I woke up with it today.
I did say, go get Brandon. He's so much more delicious.
Yeah, I rarely get them either, but it hurt.
But yeah, it was creepy and it kept getting worse. And so I was sitting there. I was like, well, I'm just going to turn this off because I'm not going to play any games.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't even see what I was doing, first of all.
It's not going to help.
And yeah, it's not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just chilled out. But I was like, whoa. Like, if Christine hadn't told me what was, like, that she'd experienced that same phenomenon.
That would have.
I would have been like, what the fuck
like,
is
I'm going to the hospital.
Happening right now? I told her, I was like, if we go to the hospital, remember to tell them that I took Excedrin migraine.
Yes. Don't want any like contradicting drugs,
right? Excedrin migraine. Oh my god! It's a good thing you told us.
Yeah, we were gonna give
we were gonna give him Excedrin migraine. And you can only take 2 in a 24-hour period. It says right on the bottle.
Oh my god, that would have that's a close call.
I know, right? They do it intravenously.
Oh yes, true.
They're like 20 cc's of Excedrin migraine stat. I've seen the shows.
I mean, that's pretty much what they do.
I know what hospitals are all about.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Scrubs?
Yes.
So? You know, too.
Oh, that documentary?
Yes. Docudrama.
Docudrama.
Let's be fair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Remember ER? That was such a big thing.
Oh, yeah, it was. I'd never seen an episode of ER.
Oh, my parents watched it when I was younger.
Yeah?
I didn't care.
I remember it was a big thing.
It was a
I remember
huge thing.
Everyone was interested. Mm-hmm. What was going on in ER?
Yeah, man.
It was like one of those first shows that became like everybody had to know.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very sure.
It was like, that was like an early water cooler show. Like, you would go to work and everyone would be like, oh, did you see ER? Oh my god, ER.
It really was. Like, it was like, it was on NBC. I think it was on like Must See Thursday.
I didn't experience that. I'm just saying, like, I remember everyone, like, no matter what you like were doing, people were like, oh, ER last night?
ER this week? Oh, did you watch that? It's like, it was like The Walking Dead and such are now.
Yeah, exactly.
Most other shows that I don't care about.
They got some good ones. There's good shows out there, man. I mean, you heard of Star Trek Discovery?
Yeah, I did, actually.
It's pretty solid.
It was pretty solid.
I enjoyed part of that.
Part of that.
What's the engineer's name?
Stamets.
Stamets. Paul Stamets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was trying to remember the other night. Christine got the got host defense, the mushroom supplement. You don't listen to Joe Rogan's podcast.
Nope.
Paul Stamets, remember we talked about this?
Yeah,
the character is based off of like an actual mycologist.
Uh-huh.
He recommends this product, and he's like, it's like my company produces it, and we've like, I write that. Doesn't that sound like not shady at all?
Yeah, right.
But this guy was like, he sounded legit, and if Joe Rogan trusts him, well.
You're on board, matter what.
It gets at least a little bit of a pass for me. Like, that guy vets. Jamie's a fucking machine. So he was on the show and he was talking about like this mushroom supplement, and Christine just coincidentally bought the same supplement from the same company made by the same guy.
Coincidentally.
Yeah.
Funny.
I was just like, oh my god, this is the shit I was listening to on the radio.
What a crazy coincidence.
Right?
That's unbelievable.
Yep. So now
actually,
I'm doing mushrooms on a
real believable. Oh, you're
yeah.
Mm-hmm. If only it were a different kind.
Yep.
Well, who's to say?
You don't know.
Tripping all day.
If I was, I wouldn't tell you what. Wouldn't tell our listeners.
That'd be so funny.
Microdosing, just...
That's a thing now, apparently.
Just like, oh, yeah. No, people are doing that.
Supposedly in Silicon Valley, people like microdose acid.
Not just Silicon Valley, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude. All over the place.
I don't know how...
I work with 3 microdosers right now. Yep. I'll leave it to you to guess which ones.
Okay. I don't know any of them, so...
Yeah. Don't worry, people do.
Okay. Should probably not mention names then.
Well, that's why I'm leaving it up to the imagination. You can just imagine whoever it was.
I'm imagining. Let's see.
Well, yeah, right.
Imagine some 30-year-olds wearing business casual.
And all of a sudden, I'm not that surprised.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
So, you watching good movies lately?
I watched Ghostbusters.
Really?
Yeah.
The original or the remake?
I watched both.
Interesting.
What about you?
Just the remake. I've never seen the original. Yeah. Which would have made the remake good.
Wait, what?
If you hadn't had the original, I think the remake would have been better.
Oh, because, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it here.
Well, I'm Dave.
And I'm Brandon.
And Nobody Asked This Podcast.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, and retcons of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week,
Ghostbusters.
Oh, is that what we watched?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But the first one is two words.
Is it?
In the I was surprised, too. In the opening credits, it's Ghost on one line and then Busters on a second line.
Hmm.
I was like, huh.
What if that's like
Buster,
if you're
words.
Searching for them online or something?
Yeah.
The original one is Ghost Space Busters.
Yeah.
And this new one is Ghostbusters.
That's who I'm going to delineate, by the way.
Fuck you, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here we go again.
When did the first one come out? 84?
Yes. Good call.
And the new one was 2017.
16.
It was last year.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that explains why the graphics were so bad. They hadn't got there with the technology yet.
The CG and stuff was bad. It was just all the time.
It was the best part of the movie.
It was all the time. It was so much of it.
Well, it's a movie about ghosts and shit, man. I'm actually not
that.
In today's day and age, that's kind of what you'd expect
that
movie to be.
And like the ending epicness was pretty epic with the effects. It was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was silly as fuck.
When we got to the plot here. Oh my
God. Well, the worst part is that the funniest part of the movie is Thor.
Thank you. That's still what I have on here, too.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth is the funniest part of the movie.
Yeah.
He is the best part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it was... this is honestly, so far, the worst remake we've seen.
Yes.
This was really bad.
I have to agree. And again, all in all, I don't think... If you hadn't compared it to the original Ghostbusters, it would seem as bad.
It would have. I still don't think it would have been great, but it would have stood on its own more.
Yeah.
But and the fact that it
I'm
was...
I'm a big Melissa McCarthy fan, too.
I'm a big Kristen Wiig fan. I'm a big Kate McKinnon fan. She's normally...
Okay, who are these
normally,
people? Which ones are these?
I don't even remember the character names, dude.
Oh, me neither.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
They weren't Venkman and Ray and Egon. And...
At first, to try and remember them, I tried to kind of attach them to old characters.
Okay, the blonde
and
female
then
Egon is Kate McKinnon.
I guess so.
But
she's
not
Egon,
really
right?
Egon, though.
Yeah.
She was a totally different... The parallels they this is a big one to unwind.
They had a
here.
Black
this
one.
Is, they nailed
that
one.
Just about the only
they nailed
thing
that one.
That carried, they were like, hey, there's a black person who shows
Leslie
up
Jones
later.
Leslie Jones is fine. She was great. They nailed that one.
Who
she
wasn't
was,
a scientist.
Yes, she was the one who joined up.
We call them the help.
Oh. she was a perfect parallel for Ernie Hudson's character.
Yep.
She was
Winston, who shows up.
Yeah. Just shows up. Needs
I
a job.
Liked all the cameos, but I found myself asking why.
It took me out of it so bad.
Yeah.
I literally have so and so, check so and so, check that box.
Well, the only
box.
Person who didn't show up was
Egon.
Well, yeah, other than the dead guy, Harold Ramis.
Yes.
Was, what's his face?
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Well, Rick Moranis is also, I think, like, he's taken a sabbatical from acting.
Oh, yeah, good
for him.
He
kind of like retired, yeah.
After Ghostbusters, I mean, you can only go downhill. So, I get it.
He's so good in the first one.
Oh, dude, the first one, excellent.
So good.
Rewatching it, I had to stop taking notes because I was writing down every line.
Oh, yeah.
I was
no,
like,
all
that
quotable.
Was hysterical, and that was hysterical.
Oh, God.
Fucking, where do these stairs go?
Up.
Just his delivery.
So the humor in the first one mm-hmm. was driven by the plot, and I feel like the second one, it's the opposite.
Well... The humor in the first one was so much more subtle that if you weren't paying attention, you almost could have missed it.
Absolutely. Like the scene where they're at the hotel, the Sedgwick Hotel, when mm-hmm. after they capture Slimer and they're walking out and they're talking about how much it's going to cost, and Egon does the subtle four fingers
right
up on his cheek,
four.
You know, and then how much is that extra thing? And he does a little scratch his nose with the one, and that, like just little things like that.
Yeah.
Little things that aren't in
we
your face.
We can put it right back in there.
God, that was so great.
The delivery of even like the basic line like mm-hmm. that, it was just, you believed these guys were exterminators.
Yes.
They were, especially yes. The Venkman character, Bill Murray's character. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, who the movie was stylized
around. How I've, like, now rewatching it again with Bill Murray, like, I realized, like, He's a sleazeball. He's supposed to be just kind
his
of
character
a sleaze,
for
greedy,
sure
a greedy sleazeball.
100%. He's got the whole
really
idea to franchise
yes.
it.
He just wants to make money.
He's
he
not
wants
a scientist
to get
though. He regards it as some sort
I mean,
of scam.
He's a pseudo
or hustle.
Yes, that's exactly what the what is when he gets fired.
Yeah,
says.
When he
yeah.
gets it when they uh-huh. when they get evicted from the lab.
Yeah, but he's I like now he's not really much of a hero.
You've never worked in the private sector.
Yeah,
they expect results.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I laughed my ass off. It was like a line like that where you're just like, you could have missed it if you weren't paying attention, but you're just like, oh my god,
yes,
so good.
But I noticed that like Bill Murray, he's not so much of a hero in
oh not
you
know, at all.
He's a creep, kind
so
of a creep.
The part wasn't even written for him, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know that.
It was for John
Belushi. That's right. I'm sorry, I did know that. You're
yeah.
Right. Huh.
Harold Ramis and what's his fuck? Who?
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. Yeah.
What's his fuck?
I you know.
Yeah.
Dan.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. That guy. Who came back as a cab driver who was the best cameo.
Because he goes, they're just stage four fantastic.
Yeah, right?
That was funny. That
I don't go downtown. I don't drive crazy people. Yeah. And I ain't afraid of no ghost.
That was about the only good one. Ernie Hudson showed up at the end.
But even him, I was like, why are you here? Like, no, even Bill Murray's character.
Did you see the Sigourney Weaver film?
Yes, at the end credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, even more, why are you here? Bill Murray's character had the most purpose for the movie.
But he was...
why would you put Bill Murray in your movie and make him the unfunniest character you could possibly imagine?
An antagonist to the main character.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, he died quickly.
But. Oh, hey, it's Bill. But you could have even made him an antagonist, but you could have made him funny.
He was just a dick.
Yeah.
He was just shit dry.
He wasn't even
dick.
Like a funny dick. Like,
no, he was just... He had three
Venkman's
lines.
Venkman's a dick, too.
Yeah. Oh,
but
no.
He's a funny
he's
dick.
He's a funny douchebag. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, he was terrible in his cameo. In
yeah.
Two lines.
He was boring.
He was really boring.
I couldn't... What a waste of Bill Murray. I've seen Bill Murray in other shit. He's funny.
Yeah, I've seen Bill Murray in a lot of stuff, and a lot of recent stuff.
So I have a hard time believing that was anything but, I don't know, directing?
The new one was so bad.
I mean, that's the big difference. For if we're looking at it from the top down, the old one was built on subtle, more plot-driven comedy, and the new
yes.
one was built on more in-your-face, slapstick, even. Like,
so much.
But you know what? There were parts where I laughed. I'm not going to say I didn't.
There were a few.
But it was all the stuff that I thought I would laugh at.
Yeah, there were a couple of funny parts.
Yeah, the Lady Egon character was the best one.
She was pretty. I was expecting
yeah.
more from her. I was
she's like, "Do you happen to know your iron level?"
Yeah,
I laughed. She's like, "Don't worry."
Kate McKinnon is like crazy good in general. Like in other things, she's very good. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to like her a lot in this. I liked her enough. But
that's
like,
Egon, right?
Yeah, female Egon.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember their names. Totally honest. But she was she was a little over the top. She was like a little too like.
It worked
crazy.
For me. Crazy, because that bit of like you're strapping a machine to somebody and like
yeah
and,
that was
do you know
mean,
how
that
much
funny.
She weigh
yeah
like
that was
that's,
funny
that's a bit that's been used before though but she delivered it well
yes. mm-hmm.
and I was like okay
yeah
that'll work
that was pretty funny
yeah
but then it's
and then
like
the black chick was like I'm black
Leslie Jones yeah she was good
yeah. she was which I guess I mean fucking. Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
I've seen shit that'll turn you white.
Yeah.
Like, he was a black character,
yeah.
so I get it. So, but like.
He's the everyman who gets brought in. That's the point.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a blue collar guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I felt mm-hmm. like she pulled it off, but she did it in exactly the way that I almost thought it was a little bit of a cop out to have this is the character.
A little bit.
But then
yeah.
I was like, you know what? If Ernie Hudson had been a woman,
it would have been that. It would have been that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's
so
been fine.
I thought it worked.
I think everybody did okay. It's just like, it was the writing and the pacing and the directing that just was awful.
Well, if you had to put somebody on it, Melissa McCarthy was Venkman, right? Because she was the asshole who was just kind of like.
No, I think that's not what we're meant to.
Really?
Yeah.
You think.
I think she's supposed to be Ray.
No.
But that's the thing. The parallels fall apart.
Yeah,
the parallels
no, they do,
to
for
me
sure.
fall apart, especially well, between Ray and Venkman, like between Bill Murray's character and new character, and Dan Aykroyd's character and new character. who was who. I couldn't tell the parallels.
I don't think it really matters so much.
I don't think it did either, but they were trying to.
I mean, the overly scientisty lady was clearly Egon.
Period.
And
end of story. Absolutely.
The black chick was the black guy.
Ernie Hudson.
We've already seen the parallels there.
Yes.
But those two, I mean, the story is about those two. It's
it
kind
is.
Of, I mean,
it is.
Egon's there, but he is a tertiary character.
In the first one, too.
Absolutely. Right. You mm-hmm. get to Ray and Venkman are friends.
Yes.
They go way back. And mm-hmm. Egon's like their nerdy buddy. But yeah. Egon, that's the thing. Egon's unrelatable himself because he's just like a super nerd.
Yeah.
So you're meant to attach to Ray and Venkman.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if I'm coming through all right, but I'm sure I'm fine.
Give me a 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I mean, you can put your face on the mic. It's like, come on, Brandon. Get in there.
There we go.
Oh, look, that's Brandon's better. Back.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Set up a little weird.
Remember that time you knew how to podcast? Yeah, those are the
last
days.
Last week?
Not even.
Oh. Bird. But yeah, the parallels fell apart for me then. I was like, who's Ray? Who's Venkman? Or who's supposed to be those?
I don't think...
Maybe it doesn't matter, and maybe they weren't supposed to, but like they were trying very hard with the other two characters to make them parallels. But
well, even the Spangler character, I have a personal attachment to Egon Spangler, in case you didn't know.
I gathered.
He was my favorite Ghostbuster growing up, and I was a Ghostbusters fan.
Oh, I watched every episode of The Real Ghostbusters when I was a kid. I had all the toys. I understand.
So I went through a phase when I was a kid where I would only answer to Egon. I was Egon. No, I'm Egon Spangler.
That's awesome.
I was on the Ghostbusters.
I was like Ghostbuster for Halloween several years. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah, man. Uh-huh.
There's like a big Ghostbusters cosplay thing. Yeah. I saw a documentary on it. It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Funny.
I forget what it's called. But it was just search for Ghostbusters documentary, guys. Hmm. It's these dudes who go to Comic-Con and stuff just like anybody else, except like it's a big Ghostbusters community.
Huh.
And you emotionally attach to like one character, and that's, you either go as that character or you go as yourself and you become the Ghostbuster. Hmm. So a lot of people will go with like their name on the patch. They won't
it's
be thanked.
It's like the 501st with Star Wars fans.
Yes.
It's like its own community thing. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. As cool things go, that's pretty cool.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was neat. So Egon holds a special place in my heart.
Okay.
I collect spores, moles, and fungus. Like every line.
I love it.
Every line. So, oh my, do you have any hobbies?
Janine,
just, oh my God, the perfect New York secretary.
Oh, she's the best. We got one.
Type something, Willie. We're paying for this shit. Every line is just a classic.
Sorry
about the bug eye thing. Everyone
she
is
was
so
great.
Good.
She was great in that movie. She
and she came class. Back too.
Yeah, she did. Yep,
she was at the front at the desk hotel. The hotel.
I mean, if the person was alive, they made a cameo in this movie, except for Rick Moranis.
Except for Rick Moranis.
That was it. Again, but I think he's retired from acting, or he.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
Poor guy. He had enough. After Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Oh my God.
Darth Helmet.
Darth Helmet.
There'll always be Darth Helmet.
Spaceballs. That's true.
What do we got in this thing? A Cuisinart?
I'm surrounded by assholes.
How many assholes do we have on this ship? Oh, man.
This is now? Now is now.
I can't do that bit, but it's one of the funniest. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a great movie.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... I mean, I don't know if that's a remake. That's satire.
I mean, but... I would... If our audience eventually wants us to just start covering movies we like... And just not and
if you guys want
thing,
I mean again I
would
have this discussion
totally do that too but
yeah I've got a very broad view of what makes it a remake.
Yeah, I know you do,
so you guys just write it and let us know nafcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We are not consistently checking the nobody asked for this podcast at gmail address.
I beg to differ.
Oh, you are?
Well, it's our go-to for everything at the moment, so
no, nafcast is, bro. nafcast@gmail.com.
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But we have another email address that we were originally using.
Oh,
nobodyasksthispodcast@gmail.com.
True.
Yeah. Go to NAFTcast. It's so much shorter to type.
NAFTcast.
NAFTcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh.
@NAFTcast.
Dude, we got Twitter. Hit us up on Insta.
I posted
NAFTcast.
A funny GIF on Twitter.
Did
already.
You really?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Brandon posted on Twitter. Look at this. I'm so proud of you.
We'll do polls on Twitter.
Oh, we might do some polls.
I think I'd like to know what our audience thinks was the better of the movies when we review these.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, that, I mean.
We've got big plans. We've got big social media plans. So
I'm interested to start reviewing movies that the remake might be better than the original. I don't know what Power Rangers is like.
I found a few. We've only found... Dread was different, though. It wasn't even better. It was just a different movie.
Yeah. But you know what? It's not even so much about being better or worse a lot of times.
In this case, it was, though.
Yeah. Well, in this case,
with Ghostbusters, holy crap.
There was just a lot to be desired. I don't know. I didn't laugh. Even how many times I've seen, the original Ghostbusters, I laugh every time.
Every time.
One, all these jokes were new to me. They should have been fresh, you know? A lot of them landed flat.
Yeah.
When the ghost vomits on her in the beginning, that was supposed to be funny, obviously. And I was just like...
it was okay.
Vomiting on people. Again, slapstick, physical comedy.
It was a lot. It was too much slapstick.
There were some good tertiary characters, though, like the guy who ran the museum or whatever. And
yeah, the dude from Silicon Valley.
I thought that guy died, the Silicon Valley
dude.
I did too. I was like, ooh, no one died in the first one.
No.
This is getting serious. And then he was like, nope, I just crapped my pants.
One of my big beefs, and it's sad too because I think Neil Casey is a very good actor, but the villain in this movie, first of all, didn't need to show up as early as he did. Didn't really need to be in this movie at all.
Talking about the bellhop guy?
Yeah, I like him. He's very funny as another in a lot of other stuff. I really, really, really like him. Neil Casey's a very good actor, comedic actor. But it was, he didn't, first of all, it's a Ghostbusters movie. You don't need a human villain per se. I just think that he showed up way too early. It was within 2-3 scenes. You're like, oh, and now's our bad guy.
No on the beer?
No on the beer. I'm good. Migraine. I don't want to chance it, man.
Yeah, that dude. You're talking about the bellhop guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, gang. Getting a beer.
Yeah, Sal's off tonight, apparently.
On vacation. It's Christmas time, so.
So I'm just sitting here, vamping.
You know how it is. Fran's bullshitting.
But I didn't think he was necessary. I mean, he was for the plot, obviously. But, I never would expect a human villain in a Ghostbusters movie.
Listen. The villain, totally unnecessary. Why do we have these devices he's planting? I guess it fit into the grand plot of whatever. Which
don't even get me started on those devices.
You do need an overarching plot though, because Ghostbusters wasn't just about fighting ghosts. There was
it was Ghost of the Ghost Area was coming back.
Right, right.
Yep, the Gatekeeper and the Keymaster.
So it was kind of a similar plot in a sense where they were like, "I'm bringing back, I'm summoning this
with
the
ley lines
down between
the
dimensions."
Yeah.
And the ley lines was interesting, although I was just kind of, "Oh, we're doing ley lines, all right."
Well, it was similar to the blueprints in the first one, you know.
True, I hadn't thought about that. Mm-hmm. There is a parallel there.
Because they said they built the building in a specific way that it was like a conductor of telepathic powers, and yeah,
you're right.
So they drew from that.
I did not even think about that.
Here's the thing with, I know this because I've watched a lot of reviews, and I really want to play the Ghostbusters game that came out a few years ago. They
it's supposed to be good.
They say it is the truest sequel to the movies that there is.
Wow.
Because I think Harold Ramis is still alive and he's in it. Everybody's in it. And it is takes place right after. And what it does is it goes into the plot of the guy who built that building.
Oh.
So it does actually continue the plot of the first movie.
I remember that guy's name. All the names are so stupid.
Found
it in Tobin's Spirit Guide.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I could check the usual literature.
Yep.
Tobin's Spirit Guide.
Yep.
And it's just, even that scene where they're sitting around and they're like, oh, I could look up the structure of the plant.
Uh-huh.
We could do some usual things we look into in situations like this. You have to be thinking about it. They don't do this. They're broke. They've never... I thought you'd think I sounded crazy. That's all we get day in and day out around here. You got to be paying attention for these jokes,
guys.
They're
so good.
Every line is a fucking killer. And he comes out and he jumps over the divider. Again, scumbag.
He's a total
was just
scumbag.
I'm going to bang this chick.
Yep.
He's an anti-hero.
Oh, absolutely.
Ray is the likable one.
Ray is the likable one.
Guys, we should stay here.
Yeah.
Tonight,
gotta check out the poll
to try it out. I think we'll take it. I think this building should be condemned.
Yeah,
they're trying to a demilitarized zone.
The deal. And he goes, guys, this is great,
right? Because you knew it was bad, but at the same time, you also knew
they needed it.
Egon trying to get down the price, and then Ray fucks it all up.
That's so funny
when they all get blown by ghosts.
Well, one of them does. Just Dan Aykroyd.
I had thought
I also
originally
thought it was a dream. I also think I keep because it
I think it is a dream, but it's not a dream. I think that's the whole point.
Isn't it? Either it's a dream or it's taking. It's like it's during the montage of them busting ghosts.
It's during like the second montage. I think there's two. No, it's the first montage.
Yeah.
The second montage is like the end montage. Yes. We're changing the game.
Uh huh. But dude, it's so good. But I don't even know. But it was Dan Aykroyd was the only one who got ghost blown.
See, here's the thing. I had thought that originally when I watched the movies previously. At some point, you notice that everyone in that, when they go back to, because it starts out with a scene where Dan Aykroyd is dressed as like Napoleon or something.
Yeah, he has like some weird civil general outfit on.
Right,
or whatever,
and it seems like he's dreaming about this ghost who's blowing him.
Yes.
And then in real life,
then it cuts to the three of them asleep in their beds at the station.
And they're all kind of in bed like they got some crazy dreams going on. So I took that to mean like that's just what Dan Aykroyd
was
experiencing.
I thought they were just overworked. That's why they were all like.
Oh, I took it to mean they were all banging ghosts. No, they were celebrities at that point. And you're a ghost celebrity. So that's why the chick had come to ban.
I never thought about it that way.
Dan Aykroyd. Yeah, dude. Oh.
Celebrity with the ghosts, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's the whole montage is them being like the guy gives them chickens. And
No. Celebrity with the ghosts. Like in.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why it fits into that montage.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
They're celebrities with everybody, including the ghosts who are showing up to bang them.
Apparently, I didn't read that, but it's an interesting.
Oh, that
point.
Was my read.
It's an interesting point. I like it.
I think my read's better.
Okay, no, it's fine. If you want to believe,
I think Egon was getting some play.
I think you just want to get blown by a ghost, is what I'm hearing.
Don't we all?
I want to watch it again. I was like, I wonder how good that would be.
He looked like he was having a good time.
He went all cross-eyed.
The way Dan Aykroyd's eyes rolled back into his head. Ghost knew what she was doing.
Guess what? You won't have to worry about teeth.
That chick was from like Civil War years. She fucking knew some shit, let me tell you. Some old school moves.
And oh man, see now I can't think of a scene where we can laugh as hard about that in the second one, man.
Me neither. It was so, and it wasn't even memorable. I can't think of a lot of scenes.
That's the problem. It's really not memorable. And I watched it, you know.
She comes in, Melissa McCarthy's wearing a big helmet, and they make joke about headphones. The delivery guy wasn't funny.
The jokes were
delivery
too
guy
rapid
was never
fire.
Funny.
You know what's funny? You know what's sad too? Because like I noticed all these cameos.
Sorry, delivery guy, it was me.
Notice all these cameos. So I'm gonna screw up his name. The director, who's married to Melissa McCarthy, his name is Paul Feig. Paul. I was confused him. I confuse him with the guy who owns the Marvel, who's doing the Marvel franchise. It's Kevin, Paul Feig is married to Melissa McCarthy. I think he did that show that I think I made you watch. It was a Yahoo show called Other Space.
Oh yeah, you did. I never got into it.
Oh okay. Well, I mean, there was only one season that because it was a Yahoo show and it didn't go anywhere.
Oh yeah.
See, course. I very much enjoyed it, and there were a lot of cameos from it. Melania Weintraub shows up randomly as somebody that is getting attacked by the ghosts. The delivery guy was the captain from that show, the Indian captain.
Oh
guy.
Really?
Yeah, he was the delivery guy. And Neil Casey was the weird clone dude, and he was also the bad guy in this movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you get a chance,
look up Other Space. It only lasted one brief season online, so nobody got to see it. But it was Paul Feig. So
I remember parts of it being funny.
I thought it was very funny. Yeah.
It was funnier than the second Ghostbusters.
Basically, it was like
sorry,
space
not
cases.
The second.
It was like Space Cases, but for like adults. Remember Space Cases, the show where like the kids get lost in space?
Oh yeah, one's got rainbow hair.
Who I had a crush on and still have a crush on because that's what's her face from Firefly, the engineer from Firefly.
Is that really her?
Yeah, it's really her.
Oh my God, I never knew that.
I had such a crush on her when I was super young, and I still have a crush on her now.
Wow.
Yeah, she's great.
And one girl had like spiral ears.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then there was a kid who had mind powers of some kind.
Space Cases. Yeah, I remember that show.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, yeah, I have
Other Space is very similar to that, but it's more adult humor. But it was similar, like getting lost in space kind of thing.
Oh no, they've done the lost in space bit once or twice.
Yeah. Discovery.
We're doing it now in Discovery again.
I'm getting excited for when it comes back. It's coming out, you know.
When's it coming back?
It's January, February, it's sometime in the next month or so.
How do you not know this shit?
I don't know, man.
How much? Come on, man. You can't come on and be like, oh, it's coming back. I'm excited for it. And then not know when. That's just, it hurts my heart.
Don't make me pull out my phone.
Oh, don't do it. Okay, Goober. No phones for you.
That's close. That's a little close.
It's okay. We dodged that one.
I think it's January. It's coming back.
All right. Well, we'll
it's only. I think it's
we
only
need to
be
know that because
it's only going to be four or five episodes.
Well, we're going to have to
release
episodes for it, so we're going
to
need to know this shit.
Do you want to do like two at a time?
What's that?
I'm going to do like two at a time amid movies that we're doing. So like we'll do like movies and then like instead of, because I feel like our original ones were like they were shorter. They went for many weeks. Why don't we do just like
two at a time?
We'll catch up and do two at a time.
I got you. So we'll do like a movie and then the next week we'll do two episodes of Discovery and then we'll do a movie.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Write us in. Take our Twitter poll. Let us know.
I haven't made that poll yet, but...
if you want us to do on and off Star Trek Discovery episodes.
I don't know. I wonder how many people have listened to our Star Trek ones yet.
Well,
I know people have listened out of... What?
A couple of them were popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. We're getting like 20 downloads per...
That's a...
Per like, release of an episode these days. People are kind of... Yeah. I mean, there's enough people that we both know who have just been like, "Yeah, it's funny."
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
So, for you guys,
thank you, audience.
Thanks for tuning in. We're gonna keep on producing this garbage.
Yeah, I just felt bad because like I feel like you and I were excited to watch Discovery, but listeners of ours would be like, "How do I even watch it?" Because how do you even watch it?
But half the time we don't even talk about Discovery. Like right now, we're not talking about Ghostbusters.
I don't want to talk about the new one.
It
was really bad.
It was a traumatizing experience.
It's just dumb.
I'm sorry, sir. Our friend recently got raped in Peru.
Oh my god.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't Nuke the Fridge bad. It was not Crystal Skull bad. But it was not good.
I liked a lot of the throwback references, but again, that bothers me too because that means how much of my liking of the movie was because they just did a bunch of fan service.
Uh-huh.
Like when the Marshmallow Man shows up, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yes, exactly. How much was fan service that?
Yeah, and then she pops in, which, haha, was funny.
Yeah.
And at the end, he turns into the real Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, which is just like the ghost from the symbol, but he turns into a big white figure crushing buildings and stuff. So effectively, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Be bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool that he broke through a building. That was cool.
Neat.
Like, he was a Godzilla-type monster. I thought it was pretty interesting.
And yet, they still couldn't hit him.
I know.
They missed every... At some point, at least the earlier Ghostbusters got good enough with the proton accelerators, proton packs. Yeah, the new Ghostbusters never seemed to get the hang of it.
Also, I can't believe how much kickback they have in this one.
Oh, dude, I can't believe all the weird shit we needed to catch ghosts. I've got a ghost puncher, and I've got a ghost shredder.
Yeah, that was like, okay.
And it was all one time, like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, that was
And then it broke, or I can only use it against this type of ghost for one.
That one was dumb. That was like Men in Black, like,
yeah,
noisy
there was
cricket
no reason
room.
For that.
Like, there was no reason for that.
I made a note of that. It was like, too many gadgets.
Way too many gadgets.
I don't know these gadgets. You don't need fucking James Bond me here.
Exactly,
I don't need a Q session.
No.
Although it did give you more of Lady Egon, who was funny. I did like how she kept improving the proton packs, but I could have used less peripherals. Just have her make the proton pack better.
Yeah, exactly.
The trap was cool. It was more like industrial.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I thought that was well designed.
Yeah.
How dumb
I like that. I like that they threw it and then the activator pops out.
Cool.
It was a good design. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, why would you release a ghost in your headquarters?
I don't know. That was such a dumb scene.
Ugh.
That was such a dumb scene.
Ugh.
That's
Bill
what took
Murray
Bill Murray out.
Ruined this movie.
That his scene was really bad.
Bill Murray ruined this movie.
I don't think he alone ruined this movie.
Bill, I'm talking to you, pal.
Okay. Dude, he subscribes.
Write us at nathcast@gmail.com. Bill.
How funny would it be if
you say about that?
Be great.
Right? He's the kind of crazy person who would.
Who would, probably.
I hear he shows up at people's weddings.
I'm sure he's not pleased with his own performance in that movie either.
Dude, I can... Bill Murray's funny,
he
bro.
He doesn't even look like he wanted to be there.
I can only... I don't know. I feel like I have to give it to directing. Or maybe he really didn't want to be there. I don't know.
I do have to give it to the directing in this movie.
How do you, as a director, do you get that performance out of Bill Murray?
Don't give him enough money, I guess.
Have you not seen Groundhog's Day? Groundhog Day.
But Bill Murray typically plays Bill Murray in everything he is.
Yeah, I guess.
But he was even crankier in this. He was even...
He didn't say anything funny.
No.
The funniest thing he said was like, "I would love to."
When she was like,
"Do you want to see a ghost?"
Said, "Oh, Casper!" And then, like that was it.
That wasn't funny.
It wasn't. You're right. That wasn't funny.
Yeah. Nothing was funny. Said, I was like, funny. You just had an unfunny Bill Murray in your movie. How fucked is that?
It's pretty fucked.
That's the worst part of the movie for me. It was all the parts Bill Murray was in, because it was so disappointing, because my standards for Bill Murray are so fucking high, because I know he can do it, because he's Bill Murray.
He's Bill Murray. Let's see, who else was in it?
It's as if you had brought back the ghost of Harold Ramis, and he sucked. Like, Harold Ramis showed up from the dead, and he blew... How did you fuck that up? You got dead Harold Ramis, and you fucked it up? God rest your soul, Harold.
I know, we miss him.
Oh, yeah.
It was real bad, dude. It was real bad.
It was not a fair homage.
It was not. Like I said, this was probably the worst of the remakes we've seen. It was the hardest for me to watch.
And I'll say it again. I mean, like we were talking about before we started, I like Melissa McCarthy.
I like Kristen Wiig and Kate McKinnon. And
I don't know who... I really haven't seen them in anything else. But
the SNL, for the most part.
Okay. I don't watch SNL these days.
Kate McKinnon can play characters so well. Lady Egon. Her character acting is so good, especially in SNL and stuff like that. Like, we got that from her in this. But again, she was good. A little over the top for me. But
arguably the main character was boring, I thought.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Kristen Wiig. Yeah, that's Kristen Wiig.
The credits, I think I wrote it down. I got to the credits and I was like, Kristen Wiig. I got to write that
did
down.
You, so
I
was like, did you fast forward to the end? End credit scene? After credit scene? There's an after credit scene.
Where... Isn't it something about Zool?
Yeah. She's
who's Zool?
Leslie Jones' character is listening to the EVP thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just heard something weird. What did you hear? Something about Zool? And they all are like, oh, that's weird. And then that was it. Mm-hmm. Like, building up to a sequel they will never have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. They're not going to get a sequel. That's rough. No, they're not. I mean, I doubt it.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. To go into a Ghostbusters like that and produce such a poor movie and put like a teaser for a sequel at the end,
that's a little presumptuous. Is what it
that's
is.
Just sad. Yeah, overall, not thrilled.
It was like Anchorman meets Ghostbusters with all the ad libs. It was just a movie full of ad libs, and that was the biggest comedy difference between two. Like, it was throw a bunch of jokes against the wall, see what sticks, do millions of retakes until you find the funny ones. Same method they used for Anchorman, same method they used for 40-Year-Old Virgin, same method they've used for all these comedy movies that have come out these days. And it doesn't work with Ghostbusters.
And a lot of the stuff that was funny was plot funny. Like, I liked how they didn't get the firehouse.
Yeah.
They were above the Chinese place.
Yeah, they had to go to the Chinese place. Yes.
The Chinese place. Mm-hmm. And then that bit with Melissa McCarthy, I almost chuckled when she was like, how does it take you an hour to get up one flight of stairs?
That was funny. The wonton soup thing was a kind of funny joke that the character
made. Yeah, I guess.
Kind of. Again, it was all just...
she's funny.
She's
man.
Very funny.
Have you seen Spy?
No, I heard that one was really
Spy
good.
Spy is fucking hysterical. I watched it on a plane. I think I was going to or coming from Iceland. And I thought it was going to suck. And I was like, oh, I'll just put on Spy.
And no, she's hilarious.
I laughed
she's
my ass
very
off.
Very funny. And I think they all just tried way too hard. The jokes just didn't land. There were too many throwaway jokes. Way too many throwaway jokes. It was, they were just machine gunning jokes at you. I barely remember any of them. Yet I still remember the few, like, jokes that are in the first one. Mm-hmm. But they just were like, shotgun blast jokes at the audience, and they just went right by me.
But like, how do you have that many good people in your movie and it still suck is my problem.
And it's not, and I'm gonna bring this up because there was all the controversy about, oh, female Ghostbusters. It wouldn't have mattered if it was men or women in
this
one.
I mean, sure, what if the men would have at least got the job done?
No, I you're such an asshole. I didn't got the job done. I honestly don't think it wouldn't have mattered one bit. If they got Paul Rudd, Will Ferrell, Dave Coker, and Steve Carell to be in it, it would have been just as bad.
I don't know about that.
No,
that's
I do think so.
That's an all-star cast you just threw out there.
That's the Anchorman cast is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If they got them in it and did the same writing, same jokes, same comedy, it still would have been bad. I don't care that it was not a male-female thing at all to me whatsoever.
I'm not saying it was a male-female thing, but it might have been a specific cast thing.
There was... Really?
I don't know.
They're
though.
Also
That's
talented,
the thing.
Though.
Exactly.
They're also talented.
Dude, I'm talking people were looking at me funny on this airplane. I was laughing so fucking hard.
I know. I know.
These people are funny. It's just some... I don't know if it was the chemistry or
maybe,
what.
Maybe.
It didn't come together this time, guys. It didn't. Save yourself the trouble and
please.
Do not watch... The remake of Ghostbusters.
No,
that's the first thing I've recommended so far that people just don't watch.
Yeah, that's
at
true.
All.
You have, yeah, and I would agree too. Like, don't even waste your time.
Yeah.
It's a real stinker.
Watch the original Ghostbusters twice.
Yes. Yeah. Don't watch Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
It's okay, but
dude, I
love Ghostbusters 2, but it's not as good as the first one.
Oh no, Ghostbusters 2 is good. I'd rather watch Ghostbusters 2 than the remake of Ghostbusters.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Peter McNichols makes that movie.
Who?
Is Peter McNichols.
Is that the bad guy who's...
Little Viago. Like, is that his name, Viago? Yeah, the
yes.
little... Yeah.
Not the bad guy, but the bad guy's
yes.
minion guy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Playing Peter McNichols like he does in everything. Mm-hmm. Like Renfield from Vampire or Dracula Dead and Loving It. Dracula Dead and Loving It with Mel Brooks movie.
Don't remember it.
Oh, you never seen that one?
I feel like I have. I just don't really remember.
Oh, he's fucking great.
Yeah. It was one of those movies somebody sat me down and was like, you gotta watch this movie. And I was like... What's going on with you, man? Just didn't pay attention.
Fair enough. That's worth a rewatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have a remake? Do they remake
no.
it?
No.
Can't watch it. No time. I got to watch two movies
we can
a week
only
these
devote,
days.
It's true at this point.
Dude, at times, I mean, last week I fucked up. You guys heard it, or maybe you didn't. I don't know what order we released these in. There's a bonus episode out there with my brother in it. If you've heard it, hope it was good. But we took a week off because I was traveling and doing all sorts of crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then we were back on, but I didn't have time to watch Ghostbusters. So we had to reschedule and record it this week.
I mean, this might come out in schedule anyway, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, there might be a special Christmas episode airing
oh, yes.
shortly also.
Hopefully. Yeah.
So whether you listen to that before
Ooh,
or
we haven't
this.
Even talked about what we're going to watch next when we get to it.
Ooh, it's a good question. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know
maybe
what you
want
us to watch
well,
next.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I can make a poll.
Poll it.
Of a couple choices. Use I'm not
your
giving,
poll,
I'm not giving,
get
not giving
that poll
our
in
audience
there.
Free reign to tell us what to
Figure
watch. But
out
I'm
what's up.
Put a couple options out there and see which one people think we should do.
All right. Yeah, you got the list.
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
But yeah, no, this let's see. What I mean, let's see if I have any specific notes here.
Oh, dude, I'm sure I had a ton of notes, but they're all
So right when the movie opened.
Which one?
The new one.
Delineate for me.
The 2016.
Ah, 2016.
So Ghostbusters 2016 opened with the tour guide taking them around the museum house.
I'm calling that one the chick flick from now on.
Oh.
Ghostbusters, the chick.
Anyways, he opens up with, and in this room is the face bidet and something something, and then he said, and also the room where P.T. Barnum learned how to enslave elephants.
Yeah.
And I was, at first I was like, what the, oh, it's gonna be one of those kinds of movies where every line is a joke, and I'm gotta now like pay attention and try to pick up on every, so there were too many things in this movie that were, like, every line of dialogue was supposed to be a joke. In the first movie, not at all.
Well, in the first movie, every line was a joke, but it was
that
because
even...
it was the plot of the movie.
Exactly.
Like, that's the bedroom, but nothing ever happened in there.
Yeah.
What a crime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Every line was a joke.
Yes.
But that moved the plot along. It wasn't like,
exactly.
What did P.T. Barnum have to do with the plot?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. None of that had anything to do with anything. And a face bidet, that, I get the joke, haha.
Yeah.
Like, but it's, why? Not necessary.
I mean, really think about that, because even that line I was just saying, it establishes Venkman as like kind of a creep. It establishes that he's you know, a forward...
Alleged.
Yeah, he's not going to think twice about it.
Uh-huh.
It establishes him as definitely having an interest in her.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go back to Miss Barrett's apartment and check her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a great scene.
Again, every line, a joke, but it is goes to establish... Like, P.T. Barnum didn't have dick to do with this movie.
Yeah.
It didn't help establish... Even that character, it didn't help establish him
whole
as
house,
a character.
The haunted house thing just didn't... Yeah, no, the tour guide?
Yeah.
He was there to be scared.
Yeah, and he was there to be like, oh, it's that guy from
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley, yeah.
And other things. He was in The Office, too.
Yeah, sure he was.
Whatever. In the seasons I didn't watch, but yeah.
Borderline funny at best.
I think he's funny.
Yeah, he's not bad. He was the same character in this.
Yeah.
It's just like,
he's typically the same kind of character.
I'm neurotic and, yeah. And wow, wasn't that scary?
He's funny in Mascots too. That
I haven't seen it.
Christopher Guest mockumentary. It's very
It was on Netflix, right?
Love that one.
Yeah,
that's really
that.
Good. But yeah, so that was I was just like, okay, so it's gonna be one of these kind of movies where just every line is going to be a joke and I have to pay attention to every line. And I don't have the attention span for that. Like, is this
There was just not...
I almost felt like I missed so much and would have to watch it again, but I don't want to watch it again.
Oh, I wouldn't watch it
I want to sit through another 2 hours of it again.
Why does Slimer have a girlfriend, for fuck's sake? What happened there?
He was a cameo that wasn't totally necessary.
Oh, he looked like he was having the time of his life driving that car.
Yeah.
Did somebody say that?
What Leslie Jones said. I don't think he was as malevolent...
In the original?
Yeah, he was more mischievous.
I guess because he was trying to hit them with the car in this one.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked how right at the end they all got good at aiming.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's funnel them in. Hit that car. Hit that thing. And it was like,
that's when they busted out their
now.
Weapons. That's when they busted out their arsenal.
I couldn't hit the broadside of a giant white inflatable ghost 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But now I'm gonna fucking hone this guy, funnel this guy in.
I've got my proton whip and they're like,
oh
yeah.
That was cool. But again, I didn't need the gadget.
No, and they only came into effect in that last scene,
which was a cool scene. Don't get me wrong.
The ending action scene was okay.
Don't get me wrong.
It was all right.
It wasn't bad.
The Times Square battle, if you will, that's what it was.
Yeah. But again, did you see how much damage that glancing blow? She shot at the ghost and it hit a building. And he was like all on fire. I was like, all you need is one good direct shot.
Looks like
you
turn on
him. Aim.
Yeah.
Like that shit fucked him up. That didn't even hit him.
No.
Can we focus here, ladies?
Nope. Apparently not. They need to make better gadgets.
Yeah. The atomic bomb on top of the car.
Yeah.
Which turned out. I was like, we're not doing the cross the streams thing?
No.
Is that because that's too much of a dick related thing? These are ladies?
I guess. I don't think so.
I think there was a message being sent, Brandon.
Wow.
I think there was a message.
There we go.
You want to hear what I really thought about this movie?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bunch of Nancy's running around.
God.
Trying to fucking exterminate ghosts.
Did you notice Charles Dance's cameo in the beginning, too? Not cameo. He was
naked.
What? Charles Dance, you'd probably know him as the dad Lannister in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I think he's one of the best British villain actors out there.
Why was he in this? What was it?
He was the dean at the school that she worked.
Oh, right.
And fired her.
I love Charles Dance. Of the crappy school was
he was
fun. Kind of funny.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
That was a funny scene.
Yeah. It was a funny
scene.
He's
going to say up yours.
He's not going to say up yours.
He's going to say up yours.
Up yours. And he does all the little middle finger tricks that we've all
yeah that was funny seen. And it did that one didn't go on too long. I was expecting that to go on a little too long and
they
didn't.
Could have made it go on too long.
Yeah,
that was a danger.
Yeah, that one was yeah. So also too, where did I say I wrote down the time 30 minutes in. So in the first movie everything is set up by 18 minutes in. They've got their space. They are about to start busting ghosts as a business at 18 minutes in.
Wow.
It took them over 30 minutes to get to that point in this movie.
Well,
in the new movie.
Interesting.
I just thought that was an interesting pacing thing. And considering how fast the movie friggin' went, I felt how quick the pacing was. I thought it was weird that it took that long to get.
The franchise rights alone will make us a fortune.
Yeah, exactly.
Venkman.
It takes two. It's two scenes for them to set up the business. It's them walking out, getting fired, sharing the bottle of the little flask of whiskey.
Yep.
Then them walking out of the bank after Eden Mortgage.
Everyone
has
three
house.
Mortgages these days.
That's it. Yep. Then they've got the money
again. Every line. Everyone has three mortgages.
Yeah.
My grandmother left me that house.
Yeah.
I grew up there.
But it just took. I don't know. It had. I also didn't think they needed that whole, like, oh, I wrote a book, but I didn't want to be credited for it thing in the beginning.
That whole thing was silly.
That just wasn't necessary. How about just make them be friends?
Yeah.
And, like, ditch the whole, I work at a prestigious school thing. And
no,
rivalry. That's why I think it had it took so long to get to them getting to the business part.
Yeah, because they were, like, old friends that would fall in. You had to build that whole backstory.
Yeah, it was that part was unnecessary. They couldn't just be friends.
Maybe they thought the characters weren't as relatable. just if you brought them in as just friends.
I mean, they were, in the first movie, they were like paranormal pseudoscientists.
I'm in the middle of something here, Ray. Yeah. I need more time with this subject.
I'll see you later tonight. How about 8 o'clock?
Oh, my God.
That's just what I was thinking.
I was just thinking that. You're a phenomenon. Exactly what he said. Just so, even when the guy gets a bunch of wavy lines.
Yeah, and it actually just is the
your
best.
Day.
It's the best. Let's see.
That's like the first, isn't that the first scene in the movie? Or is the first, no.
It's the second scene. The first scene is the library.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, because he's coming in. Ray is coming in to get the stuff for the library.
It's the first scene is the library.
Oh, with the woman in the library.
Yeah, without the Ghostbusters.
Before they go to the library.
Yeah.
Are you, Alice, menstruating right now?
It's so good.
He's picking up the snot off the card catalog, and he wipes his hands on the books.
Yes!
Again, just a
That's
funny...
a thing that when I saw it in theaters in that re-release, I never noticed that.
Oh, really?
That little thing until I saw it on the big screen.
Bit, because he's just like, just total disrespect for...
And it's a total throwaway. It's like, if you miss it, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have to notice that, but if you notice it, well, it's really funny. You know what I mean? This other one was
just... Get her!
Get her, Ray.
But like he goes in like he knows what he's gonna do, and then it's get her, and you're like, oh my God, get her, because you say the same thing to yourself, get her.
That's so great.
And then he repeats what you said in your head, mm-hmm. and it's still funny.
So funny.
Beautifully done.
This new one was just,
dude. I went to dinner last week with a bunch of fraternity brothers who I hadn't seen. Some of them I hadn't seen in probably 9 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe longer. And I was catching up with people, just having a good time. And I told them, I was like, listen, who here hasn't watched Ghostbusters in the last 2 years? Nobody raised their hand. And I was like, do yourselves a favor. Go home and watch Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Because it's just as good
it's
as
still,
the first time
still
you watched
holds
it.
Up. Absolutely
yeah,
still holds
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was talking about Dan, who couldn't be here tonight. Dan, get your priorities straight. Ghostbusters. Dan has never seen Ghostbusters. Shout out to Dan, who's never seen fucking Ghostbusters.
Who's never seen
Write us in if you think Dan's fucking retarded.
Tune us at Navcast.
Navcast@gmail.com at Navcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh my God.
Send it a picture of fucking some kind of asshole doing something dumber than not ever seeing Ghostbusters.
Where have you been?
Dare you. I don't know. It's only been out for 22 years.
Yeah, right?
It's just one of those movies that, like, have you not heard of Bill Murray?
It's like if you've not seen Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'd be surprised.
I could almost understand if you're like 18 and you haven't seen Ghostbusters,
totally.
But Dan's our age.
I know.
You should have seen Ghostbusters by now.
We grew up with it.
Yeah. You've had 30 some odd years
to
fucking
never
figure
seen
that shit out.
Ghostbusters.
I told him yesterday, I was like, dude, we'll have you on if you fucking watch Ghostbusters in the next 24 hours. He was
even if
you'd
just seen
the
original.
Yeah, baby.
He couldn't even get around to seeing the original.
Yeah, I was like, dude, it's like, I told him, I was like, you don't have to watch the
new one.
The new one.
Just we don't even want to watch the new one.
And he was like, it would be an interesting perspective to have someone who's never seen Ghostbusters on. I was like, yeah, I would.
Nah, I wouldn't.
No. I mean, someone who'd just seen it for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Not someone who'd never seen
it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you haven't seen it? Fuck you, dude.
That's really sad.
Yeah, and then I threw something at him.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, did you miss or hit him?
Oh, no, I hit him.
Oh, good.
It was just whatever was lying around. It was like dirty. I think it was a shoe.
Well, now he'll never come back.
Yeah, right. No, it was... I tell you right now, if you didn't go out and watch Ghostbusters before listening to this episode, go watch Ghostbusters.
If you don't want to watch the original one, you might like this new one better.
You might.
So go ahead and watch the new one.
If you do, fucking seriously, you got to take a hard look in the mirror.
Agreed. And how could... Yeah, like, why would you go see the new one without seeing the old one? Unless you were a child.
I guess maybe if that was just advertised to you, it was the first thing you saw.
The audience that they were going for, I was confused as to who they were really trying to go for with this movie. Fans of the original-ish?
Well, you'd have to say fans of the original, right? Because of all the fan service?
Yeah. the absurd amount of fan service, in my opinion.
Ooh, they didn't give us enough credit, I gotta tell you, because...
There was too much fan service, dude.
Wasn't pleased with the remake, so... If you're targeting it to fans of the original Ghostbusters, you were fucking
travesty.
Yeah, badly.
My notes are literally, everything is ad-libbed in all caps. Everything.
I don't even remember what I wrote.
All the jokes were ad-libbed.
About this shit. Right. The big difference between subtle comedy and shit.
Yes, as the movie moved way too fast too.
Oh, Ray goes, listen, do you smell something?
Wait, Ray?
Yeah, I think it was in there in the library.
Oh, the original one.
Yeah, oh, in the original one, yeah, Ray. In the original one.
I was looking at the notes for the new one.
I'm sorry, I was just going through my notes in order.
Okay.
And that cracked me up. I don't think I'd ever actually noticed that.
Until really?
This time around. And I was like, oh my God, that's so good. You got to be paying attention for these jokes. The the firehouse. The car's only
$4,800. Yeah.
And prepared. The look he gives him. But yeah. Like, again, subtle. Like, is it only $4,800? And you just keep and shocks, brakes, brake pads,
rotors.
maybe the rear end.
Yeah. And his eyes are just like.
Priceless.
God.
My
favorite scene to me is the elevator scene. That's one of my favorite comedic scenes.
Switch me on?
Yeah.
And they trust me, we've never had a fully successful test of this equipment. Oh, well, we better get ready.
Switch me on. And then
they kind of did the same thing in the new one. Did you notice that? When they first switched her on, they were like...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they backed on up. They did a lot of homages. A lot of it was fan service.
Just so flat.
But, yeah, there you go. Get in there. Get in there, Brandon.
I'm in here.
Put it in your mouth.
I'm in here.
Put it in your mouth, Brandon.
Don't ever say that to me again.
I'm just talking about the microphone, man. Why'd you make it weird? Dude, you got issues, bro.
There's one point that has been brought up before from the first movie, which is brought up by other people many times. So he goes to see, can't remember her name, Sigourney Weaver's character.
Who?
Sigourney Weaver's character.
Oh, Dana Barrett.
Dana, thank you. Dana. He goes to see Dana for their first date, and he meets Zool instead of Dana. And then, he gets the call from Egon, and he's like, oh, it's okay, I gave her some Thorazine, she's going to take a little nap. He didn't have time to go out. Get Thorazine.
It was just he had it.
Who brings Thorazine to a date?
Well, you know, you're a doctor.
I'm just saying, who brings that much?
Well,
Thorazine
here's
to
the real question:
date?
Did he fuck her?
Yeah,
there was enough time in there.
Pretty creepy.
Well, Bill Murray's character throughout the whole movie is being made out to be a sleazeball.
He's supposed to be sleazy, so I mean,
so you either one of two things happened: either he fucked her, and that's exactly what you'd expect, which means ew, or he proved to be a more moral person than we gave him credit for, and he didn't fuck her. Either one is...
He's still pretty creepy.
Yeah, either one's interesting at the very least.
No, I don't think he did. I never would assume.
Well, then, wow, apparently he wasn't such a sleazeball after all. Because he's made out to be a sleazeball.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be, like, not an evil person.
Yeah, but the type of person he is?
Yeah.
Like, he's clearly manipulating her in the beginning.
Oh,
yeah. Like, to go
on
a date
yeah.
with him. Yeah. So, it's at the end of the day, when he doesn't date rape
I wouldn't,
her
guess
Thorazine,
I guess I wouldn't put it past there.
Exactly. Especially a guy who brought Thorazine to the date.
That's where the joke is. Like,
yeah.
Who brings Thorazine to a date?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was just a script
Pete Venkman
plot
does.
Hole, apparently. I think that was just bad writing back in the day. They never covered as to why he had Thorazine on him.
Yeah. I just whacked her up with 300 cc's of Thorazine.
Yeah. She's going to take a little nap right
She's
now.
Take a little nap.
It's so creepy.
I like how, Vince Glortho, the key master.
Yes.
He's basically a more accentuated version of the character.
Rick Moranis?
Rick Moranis'
character. Oh, yeah, Lewis.
Where he's like, I'm just kind of a dope. And he just keeps handing Egon stuff. And Egon's like, thank you, Vince. He, like, hands him the lamp. Like, just like what a child would think of as helping.
It's so funny.
You know? So
It's still like one of those great background things is when he's got the, he puts the helmet on him and you see the TV in the back, like the thermal TV. It's the image of the dog. Oh, the not dog. Him. Yeah, yeah, I love that. I always saw that as a
kid.
Again,
if you're not
that.
Paying attention, yeah. you'd miss that.
That's so good.
Yeah. And so it's, good. But that begs the question. Zool turns into a super slut who just wants to fuck everything in sight. So does that mean that's what Data was really like?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
But all I know is Rick Moranis turned into an extra goofball. And he was already a goofball, so.
Yeah.
What does that say about Dana Barrett?
I don't know. It's a pretty awesome dress she's got on, though.
She wanted that dick, I'll tell you what. 4 feet above her covers. The scene in the jail cell where they're all gathered around. Yep. Is everybody getting this?
Is everybody getting this?
Oh, priceless. How about Walter Peck?
Oh, dickless.
Oh, dickless.
That poor guy.
It's true. This man has no dick.
That guy literally gets called that in public on a daily basis.
I've heard that.
Legitimately. William Atherton hates that.
Hey, dickless.
Oh, my God. That poor bastard.
It's the greatest line, though.
It is.
It's true, Your Honor.
That man.
This man has no dick. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the humor. So good.
Lenny.
You would have saved the lives of millions of registered voters.
He knows exactly how to talk to the politician. Yes. Even the mayor kisses the ring of the cardinal.
Yes.
Which I thought was... And he comes in and kind of just rules the show. He's just sitting
there. I think it was also, you know, a bit of a commentary on New York at the time, too.
Well, yeah, but that's exactly my point.
Yeah, oh, totally.
The mayor looks to the cardinal when Bill Murray says that, and the cardinal's like...
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Even got the blessing of the church.
He had to like check in with him before he did anything.
Yep.
He was like, I don't know, Cardinal. Is that you? What do you think? And the Cardinal's like, do it up.
Big commentary on New York City Catholicism and politics. Big
shit
time.
That'll turn you white.
so
smells
good.
Like burnt dog.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Venkman. Venkman, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And he keeps going. He's like, I didn't think. I just, oh my God.
Everybody, clear your minds. Clear your minds. Did you think of anything? No.
Did you? Did you?
No.
And that you can tell it's Ray. He's backing away.
Starts backing up.
It's almost so obvious, but it's done so well.
So great.
We used to roast marshmallows on the shores of Lake Oconda.
Yeah. It's all I could think of.
Ray's gone bye-bye, Egon. Egon's like, I'm sorry. I'm terrified beyond the threshold for rational thought. Fucking Egon.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Priceless. That movie is priceless.
And the new one.
Mr. Stay Puffed.
Yeah. It's the Stay Puffed marshmallow, man.
It's the Stay Puffed marshmallow. The disappointment in his tone.
Yes.
The
way he says it.
Of like, I've done this to
I
us.
Fucked this up.
you've seen it's Stay Puffed marshmallows on the counter in Dana's apartment, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, when the eggs are boiling. Yeah, which is another great scene.
I was wondering how they did that effect.
Except, you know, she comes out and she's like, I heard a voice say Zool. And watching it, you're like, I don't know what that voice said. That voice said
anything.
Zool.
I just
went, whoa.
Like dog mouth. Yeah. That's all I heard.
But apparently she speaks fluent dog mouth and was like, oh, yeah, Zool.
Are you a god?
Are you a god?
No.
Then die. Even before that, when he's like, designated by the city, county, and state of New York, and fucking Venkman goes, thanks, that ought to do it, Ray.
Thanks, Ray, that ought to do it.
Perfect. Every line delivers. So if you haven't seen this movie, I know we're giving like all the quotes. You should have watched it.
If you've made it this far and not seen Ghostbusters, Lord.
Kill yourself. I don't say that to a lot of people because I think it's mean. If you haven't seen Ghostbusters at this point in your life, kill yourself. Or just watch it, whichever you think is an easier resolution.
I mean, I'd say watch it is an easier solution.
I don't know, man. Some people, I don't know if they deserve it at this point.
I mean, you've gone 30 years without it. That's a life I wouldn't want to live.
I'm saying any more than if you're in your late 20s and haven't seen Ghostbusters. There's a kid at my office. I say this. He's not a kid, but he's like mid-20s. He hasn't seen anything. I'm like, dude, how, what? Like all this shit.
Actually,
like,
I bet Justin, who we'll hopefully have on again, I bet you, I wonder if he hasn't seen it. He might not have. This is one of those ones where I'd be like, you haven't seen, of course you haven't seen
that's
Ghostbusters.
That's so sad.
I don't know, though. I don't know. I'll have to ask him. Oh, my sinuses are like going crazy.
Yeah, no, you sound like shit. And yeah, also, the microphone, Brandon.
I'm here.
At least you're not vaping.
Yeah, I know.
Way to go. Brandon left the vape at home, ladies and gentlemen. Not through any kind of willpower, but just because he didn't fucking have any juice.
No, I figured it would be good to not bring it. I'll stop bringing it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to stop bringing it. You just have to stop using it.
Gotcha.
Leave it in the car.
What?
Leave it in the car.
Oh, good point. Good point. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's, I get it.
But sorry, I'm just looking at my notes.
No, I'm sure I have more too. Literally, did I put like, any stars next to
I have
anything?
So many things where I was like, I go, Sigourney Weaver cameo, check.
Oh, the in the first one where Lewis is like, okay, who brought the dog? And then the thing comes flying out.
So great.
Awful CGI.
It's when blue screen. It's blue screen. Table. It's not CGI.
Oh, it's
not
blue motion. Screen, of course.
Stop
yeah,
motion
yeah.
Blue screen.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
CGI is not the correct term.
Know your effects, Dave.
No, true. Those are practical.
They were.
I get it. Yep. I get it. But all so fake.
Oh, the blue fake. Screen. If you, it's the discoloration of the blue screen versus yep. the regular.
But they gave it a shot.
They did, of course.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
And the rest of it actually with
creature
the dogs
effects still
good.
So hold up.
Yeah, yeah. When he's chasing him across the street, you can almost not tell.
Almost.
The classic restaurant scene.
Yeah.
With the glass window.
The Tavern on the Green.
And then they kind of redid it in the new one where she was like, she thinks everything's a door. Oh, she thinks that's a door.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
oh,
yeah,
she
yeah.
thinks everything's a door.
Yeah, yeah, that's
the
right.
The mayor's assistant was funny.
She was okay, yeah.
I thought she was really funny.
She was, uh-oh.
No, I got it.
Remember what happened last time, though?
No.
The last time it stopped recording.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
I think you're batshit crazy. Why would it stop recording? That's a monitor.
Okay. I thought it did that one time.
Nope.
It did. Oh, it did. We had the thing in power save before. Remember?
Right, right. That was
forever ago. That was on the other computer.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, but yeah, the mayor's assistant was funny.
The mayor's assistant was good. And the mayor, not so good.
Andy Garcia?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah. Not great.
Yeah.
I thought his assistant was funny, though.
I also think like that whole like the whole mayor thing, where they basically said like, oh no, we've been watching this already and stuff. They alluded to like that the city government was already aware of it.
Oh, in the second one?
Yeah, I did.
Oh yeah,
I just,
dude, the
I
FBI was in on that shit.
It. I didn't get it.
No, they were clearly investigating it, but they just were incompetent.
There were
super incompetent,
legitimate
bro.
Like terroristic devices that were being left at these scenes.
Well, that's why they're investigating it. Well, you got to bring terror into it now, man. It's 2016.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Can't have a movie without terror.
You think they would have been on a little bit better?
I'm surprised the bellboy wasn't fucking Iraqi.
Jesus Christ!
Just fucking some Arab kid, just like I will bring the ghosts back. I will have my revenge.
Oh my God!
Yeah, man, you got to make that shit topical.
I was just surprised that like
Thor was the best bad guy.
Chris Hemsworth ever. Was great. He was
Chris,
really funny.
Chrissy boy.
Chris Hemsworth was really funny.
He first scratches his eye through
yeah.
the glasses.
Where's the glass? Whoa! I kept getting dirty, so I took it out.
Took him out. And he, every time he answers the phone,
yeah,
he's just like, ugh, no, was ooh, not into that
no,
conversation.
No, he was great.
He was priceless. He was
great. Is it better when I was playing the saxophone or listening to the saxophone?
Which one of these looks makes me look more like a magician or something
yeah,
like that?
He's so great.
He was really well done.
He's like, oh, it's so loud, and he covers his eyes.
Oh, he covers his eyes. Yep, yep. That reminded me of the oh my God,
yeah.
Do you guys smell, do you guys hear that?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Might have been. By the way, he's like, I'd love to see him in more comedic roles because he was hilarious.
I thought the chick, the not Egon, not.
It's a Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, that her.
Because I know you know who I'm talking
Christy, about. Christy Wiig.
Kristen Wiig.
I thought it cheapened her character.
That she was like...
she was like falling
was
all
on
over
him. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, really? We're doing this bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It cheapened
that up. Handsome guy walks in the room and like the female
the
character falls apart. The female lead falls apart.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That was dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. But
a lot of it was dumb. All of it was dumb.
Yeah, but his character was you notice the deleted scene in the credits, obviously, where he makes all the cops dance.
Oh no! I didn't. Scene. I just skipped. Oh, yeah. I thought I hit the credits part, so I skipped to the end credits to see.
Well,
the...
when they show up, everyone's posed with like, the finger up thing. like a disco.
Yeah.
And there was clearly a deleted scene where he must have made them all do like a dance routine because it played under the credits.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even that looked kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was Clark Kent. Oh, because the glasses and the handsomeness.
He's really good. Yeah. I mean, he's even as Thor, he's a very funny actor.
Well, it was funny because he was playing his character being possessed by another character at that point, which was also interesting.
Yes.
Which I was like, I don't know if you know this, but that takes some acting.
Not that the Neil Casey character had much depth.
No, true. But when he killed himself, that was
I just didn't think he was necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, the overall plot, yes, but like there could have been a different plot that didn't involve a human antagonist that shows up so early and reveals himself to the audience so early.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't that out of everything that bothered me.
No,
that
it didn't bother me like a ton, but like, it was just I don't know. I guess, I mean, even in the first one, the overarching villain plot was pretty thin as it was. It's goes the Gozerian, this fake Sumerian god, and it's kind of made up. What?
What do you mean fake?
No. I guess you're right. I haven't really read up on my...
not Babylonian, Sumerian.
It's Sumerian, I was going to say.
So when Vince, the Glortho, the Keymaster, uh-huh. is running through the city, and he starts talking to the horse. And he was like,
wait for the signal.
Are you, all slaves shall be freed or whatever.
Yes.
But he goes, are you the gatekeeper? So that leads me to leave. He was going to fuck that horse.
I guess.
Because that's what, I mean, Keymaster, gatekeeper.
They definitely
fuck. Yeah. I mean, that's what summons Gozer.
Of course.
So was he going to fuck that horse?
Maybe.
It seemed like that was the game plan when he went into the conversation.
If it was the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Well, he was possessed by a monster.
Well, I'm just saying. It's like the Thorazine thing.
Yeah.
You don't really think about it, but...
Yeah, but when you do think about it...
Vince was getting in there to fuck that horse.
Wait for the signal.
Wait for the signal. Hey, buddy, he just pulls the card. I make the deals.
Rick Moranis is so great at that.
Oh, he was good in that. Absolutely.
So funny.
Yeah, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
That's the best line.
Always. And clearly, obviously, I mean, I had to star that. One of the best lines.
Absolutely.
They go up. And then you get, not even that. He goes, they go up with the stairs in the apartment.
Yeah. They start walking through.
And he goes, go ahead.
Yeah. They start walking through. And Bill Murray realizes he's walking first. He's like, go ahead. Go ahead.
And again, you wouldn't have even, you would have missed it if you were paying attention.
No. I've seen enough to know.
Okay.
That.
So she's a dog. My God. Bill, you're killing me.
Oh, it's so good.
Why did you suck in the new one?
I don't know.
What happened, Bill? I want to go with, I want to go with them in the car. Even Rick Moranis during the credits.
Yeah.
She's getting a good line in. Who does your taxes?
That's my favorite. Yeah. Oh, okay. Who does your taxes?
Who are you guys? We're the Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
Who does your taxes?
And then he works with them in the second one.
And fucking Bill Murray doesn't get any fucking foam on him at the end.
Yeah, what's that all about?
The foam, which is clearly foam and not marshmallow. Because if it was marshmallow, you'd be sticking to everything.
Yes.
You'd never get out of your hair.
Oh.
Can you imagine if you actually got covered in marshmallow?
Oh, my God, it'd be terrible.
That doesn't even come out in a shower, man.
You're right.
That's stuck to you.
It's forever.
Yeah, you're going to have to scrub hard with some abrasive soap in a hot shower. And you're going to have to shave your head.
Yeah, it was definitely just foam.
Yeah, you're shaving your head at that point. So, not that happy of an ending.
So, I had remembered a line wrong, but I did remember the line being like, I'd be like, oh, that was a funny line. So, when the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man comes, he's like, okay, so he's a sailor. Let's get him laid. It's Fleet Week. Like,
we're going about this all wrong.
Yeah.
It's Fleet Week. We get this guy laid. Yeah. We got no problem. I think I wrote that down.
So funny. As a kid, that went right over my head. You know what I mean? Totally over my head.
Yeah, I think I missed that too. I think I wrote down the exact quote somewhere.
Yeah.
It's, I just wrote down sailor in New York. But
yeah, exactly. He's a sailor in New York.
Right.
We're going about this all wrong.
At the end, after he saves Daniel, he goes, go check on that little guy. Like, what? Damn.
Rick Moranis.
I mean, stuff about the new one. I don't know if you have anything in your notes. We're coming up on a minute 20, so I just figure I'd note highlights at this point. Why would you go into the basement as that first guy? The dude in the house?
Yeah, the one that's never into been the basement. Unlocked. And it's, like, haunted and whatever.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I'd be like, that door just opened by itself. The one that's never been opened? I'm gonna go.
He's the guy who knows the history of the house.
And that there was a murderer that got locked in there, supposedly.
What's wrong with you, dude? Yeah. And that's the first scene in your movie. So the first scene in your movie, I'm going...
I think the first scene of the movie alone was what set just bad taste in my mouth about it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So this is... Okay. So buckling up. Here we go.
Yep.
All right.
It was an interesting ride.
I wouldn't even have fixed that word to it.
I wish you could see it. Oh, yeah, I wrote down notes trying to remember who people were. One of them's name was Erin. She was the first woman, I think, who...
Kristen Wiig,
yeah. And Holtzman. Holtzman was...
Was Egon. No?
Yes.
Yeah, that was female Egon.
Yep.
Yes.
And then Patty was the Black Winston character.
Okay.
Was the new guy. I forget, and Melissa McCarthy... I didn't write that down.
Abby?
Maybe.
I think Abby.
Maybe.
But I'm sorry, when we're reviewing these movies, that says so much to me when you can't remember a character's name.
Yeah. The Ed Jr. thing where he was like, that was actually funny, I thought. He was like, Ed's been dead for 20
years.
That
was so funny.
And he's like, oh, this is Ed Jr.
That's Ed Begley Jr., actually, the actor.
I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I thought that was good.
Yeah.
The firehouse looked a lot nicer, but obviously they couldn't afford it.
That was funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was that interview scene? Like, even the first interview scene was just, I wrote that down, just her fawning over him.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it first was struck me as like, oh, this is diminishing to your character.
It is.
And this scene is diminishing to your movie.
Yes.
It's that typical like, ha, 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 ha. And you know what? She reminded me of Jennifer Aniston there. Like, the whole movie, I had flashes of Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, they.
Where she just, like, that silly flirty thing she would do in movies.
That is true. Yeah. That's, I got that from her a lot, too. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's not the 90s. Let's go.
Yeah.
Every time I wrote, somebody showed up, I wrote down, like, hey, it's Bill Murray.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did, too. Yeah.
But again, I would just every time I was like, why is Bill Murray here? Why?
Again, the special effects were okay. Did you notice the Justin Timberlake cameo?
No,
he was the graffiti artist.
Oh shit!
That's JT. Yeah,
and obviously
that was so funny. Where she's like, "Don't do it!
Don't!" And you knew it was happening there. No ghost. Okay, well,
that was great.
Yeah,
it was Justin Timberlake.
You see where they got the logo? That was good. I didn't notice that.
Yep.
At an hour and 7 minutes, I literally wrote down, I'm bored.
Right?
Yeah. It's not good.
It was not good.
Sigourney Weaver, why? Dan Aykroyd is here. Why?
Yeah.
But better than Bill.
See, I just said check. I just said Dan Aykroyd cameo, check. Slimer cameo, check. Ernie Hudson cameo, check. Sigourney Weaver cameo, check.
Yeah.
Like, if you want fan service, this movie is full of it. Too much to the brim.
Oh, that's all it was. Ugh. It was a big fan service show.
There's definitely a limit to it. You know what I mean? Like, you can make homages, you can do, but there is definitely a limit when you just go way overboard on fan service in a movie. This movie is a perfect example of why we're doing this podcast. I have to say. Like, this is a reason.
Fan service.
No, just nobody asked for this.
No, that was one that nobody asked for.
Fans wanted a sequel, and it had been toyed with for years until Harold Ramis passed. It had been Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd had been teasing it back and forth for a long time.
You can't do it without Harold Ramis.
Now it will never happen, unfortunately. But this is a perfect example of nobody asked for this. Nobody asked for this, at least not this kind of continuation of the franchise.
You know, I wrote down as my main note of the whole thing was
what?
It was... The first one was a comedy movie with some action in it.
Yeah.
and the second one was an action movie with comedy. It was more about special effects and like, oh, the ghost and this explosion and the light show and all that. And they were also trying to make you laugh.
Yeah.
That's what did it for me. It was like the second was all visual effects.
I also think it was everything. I think it was both comedy and action were cranked up to 11.
In what?
The new one.
The new one?
Mm. I'm not saying it was good comedy.
No, it wasn't.
It was everything was a joke and everything was a visual effect.
It hurts to watch a movie like Ghostbusters.
Like a whiplash watching this movie.
And then watch a movie like Ghostbusters. It makes my heart ache because Ghostbusters gets you up on this high.
I watched them in flip order today.
Oh, yeah, that was the right move.
I watched them in flip.
Because you came off it with a high.
I came out of Ghostbusters 2016.
Yeah.
And got to go, oh, thank God this movie still exists, and watched Ghostbusters 84.
That was my mistake.
You should have done it that way.
Yeah. Because I came out.
And, you must have went right down because it was...
It was bad. Ooh. It was just a straight drop
down
into a basin of despair.
It was real bad.
I've never felt before, except for on my darkest of days. And I'll tell you what, I called some people. My sponsor called some close friends. I said, guys, I don't know if I can go on. And God bless them. They talked me through it. Thank you for that too, Brandon. Your phone call on that day was
no problem, man. I just said, don't worry. We can always watch Ghostbusters 2 next week.
It hurts. So yeah, I guess that's the moral of the story is, you know,
definitely don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time on new Ghostbusters. Watch old Ghostbusters at least twice.
Sad because
if you haven't watched Ghostbusters,
the talent,
suck a dick.
It just goes to show, like, you can have all the ingredients there. You can have the talent, the talented people. Mm-hmm. You can have all the best writers in the world.
Budget.
You can have
they had money.
They had the budget.
Yep.
You can have a very well-known director, and you can put them all together and still get absolute garbage.
I God bless the people who make good movies, because sometimes I don't know how a movie turns out bad. I mean, this movie would seem like it has everything.
How could it have been?
And yet it was just not.
And then it just was.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, this one, we took a hit for our audience on this one.
Yeah, I'm
hope
sorry.
You appreciate
that
it.
You watch this, guys.
I hope none of you watched this, but if you did, I hope you certainly appreciated our commentary. Because
and if you did, call someone.
Yeah, I would call a loved one. You know, or email us. We can commiserate. You know,
nafcast@gmail.com.
Tweet us
@nafcast. Facebook.com/ nobody asked for this podcast.
This was brutal. This was brutal.
Yeah, it's
okay. Well, what are we doing next?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
What's the original? The ride?
Yeah.
We gotta go to Disney World and go to the ride?
Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
What?
Isn't there?
No, it was based on a ride. That was the whole...
I don't know if that's accurate.
No, there's no Pirates of the Caribbean
movie.
Yeah,
no, I'm pretty sure it was.
No.
It was really good.
There's no Pirates...
It's black and white. You never seen this
Treasure
movie?
Treasure Island, buddy?
No. I know what Treasure Island is, Brandon, with Marlon Brando and the little guy.
No.
Don't be a dick, okay?
No, we can't. No.
The plane, Brandon. The plane.
Oh, now that's even. Oh, my God.
Treasure Island, and they all go there for the treasure.
Yeah. Marlon Brando and the little guy. Mm-hmm. God. All right, look, we're going to have a conversation, and I will put it on Twitter as to what movie we should do next.
I guess we'll catch you guys next time. I've been Dave.
I've been Brandon.
And nobody asked for this. I may edit this back in, but... Merry Christmas, fuckface.
What?
Yeah.
What?
We got you shit.
Oh, dude. You didn't have to.
Tickets to Sunny Aruba are not in that container.
All right.
But enjoy some wine.
Cool.
You have to share it with Mrs. E.
Well, yeah, sure.
That's the rule. You also have to make sure she listens to this podcast so that when I say, hi, Mrs. E, Merry Christmas, she gets that.
I will endeavor to get her to listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Like and subscribe, fuckfaces.
Greatest way to get an audience. Just keep calling them fuckfaces.
Well, you gotta. The Boogie Monsters fans are boogers, and so what are our guys? Listeners. fuck faces.
I mean, NAFTA just sounds like something that people, you know, people go to jail,
write us
jail
in.
For.
Write us to, what do you want to be called? Because if you don't, I'll make it up and you won't like it.
Ooh.